Lesson 15. Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Reading from Ruth chapter 1 through 4. Objective. As a result of learning about Ruth, you will understand the importance of loyalty in your relationship with God, with your family, and with your friends. Background. The story of Ruth is set in Bethlehem during the days when the judges ruled. The book of Ruth tells a story of loyalty, of steadfast faith, of diligence and generosity, richly rewarded by the God of Israel. It is a story of love and is divided into four chapters, which can be headed as Chapter 1, Love's Resolve. Ruth chooses not to leave Naomi. Chapter 2, Love's Response. Ruth's faithful service. Chapter 3, Love's Request. Ruth's tender appeal to Boaz. And chapter 4, Love's Reward. Boaz takes the part of the Redeemer, and Ruth becomes a wife and mother of a kingly line. Moab and Death. Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. At some point during the times of the judges, a famine gripped the land. Bethlehem, the house of bread, was empty of food. Elimelech, a resident of Bethlehem, abandoned his inheritance and went to live in Moab with his wife Naomi and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. The following years were full of tragedy for Naomi. First, her husband died. Her sons then married Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth, strangers from the covenant of promise, in direct contravention of a clear command. There were no children from either marriage. Then her sons died, and she was left with her two daughters-in-law. Returning from exile, Ruth chapter 1, verses 6 to 22. Then came some good news. The famine had broken. Yahweh had visited his people in giving them bread. Naomi determined to return, and her daughters-in-law accompanied her loyally. But Naomi's mind was working. She could see no point in these women leaving their home to go with her. She reasoned that they had a better chance of starting again if they stayed in Moab. With a prayer for their future happiness, she urged them to return to their parents and kiss them goodbye. Upset at the thought of separation, they insisted on returning with her. But Naomi argued with them, "Why will you go with me?" She had no more sons to be their husbands. The logic was too powerful for Orpah, and she sadly said goodbye and left. But Ruth would not go, even when Naomi encouraged her to follow. Her mind was made up. "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. Yahweh, do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." It was a wonderful confession of loyalty and love. Ruth had every reason to follow Orpah, because Naomi could offer her nothing. She would even face racial prejudice and religious discrimination, for the law prohibited Moabites from participating in Israel's worship. She could look forward only to a lonely existence in poverty. But she had two powerful reasons for staying with Naomi: her selfless love for the aging woman who had suffered so much, and she had learned from her to trust in Yahweh about the God of Israel. She would not, like Orpah, return to her people and to her gods. When Naomi saw how determined Ruth was, she stopped trying to persuade her, and they continued on their journey. Principle for living. loyalty. Ruth had many admirable qualities, but it was her loyalty to Naomi and to Naomi's God that made the story of Ruth possible. What can we learn? First, loyalty is not self-centered. Ruth was prepared to remain with Naomi, even when there was no hope of a husband for her, even when she had to leave behind all that was familiar, including her family, her homeland, and her religion. Loyalty means forgetting about what we can get out of a relationship and focusing on what we can put into a relationship. Loyalty means recognizing and meeting the needs of other people, not our own needs. This may require great sacrifices on our part, as in Ruth's case. Second, loyalty means supporting people, whatever the circumstances. Ruth did not know what to expect when she reached Bethlehem. She would go wherever Naomi went and live wherever she lived. When followers of Christ wanted to go with him wherever he went, Jesus warned them that he had no place to call home. Loyalty to God means continuing to be faithful even when our lives are unhappy and unfulfilling, or when we face terrible pressures. He that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24, verse 13. Third, loyalty is for life. Nothing could come between her and Naomi except death itself. Fourth, God will reward loyalty. Boaz prayed that God would give Ruth a full reward, and the story records how God did just that. Those who share the difficulties of life with their master will enjoy all the wealth of his kingdom. Ruth sets to work. Ruth chapter 2. Naomi's arrival back at Bethlehem brought a lot of attention. Tragedy had come upon her, and she insisted that they call her Mara, meaning bitterness, instead of Naomi, meaning pleasant. She had left with much and returned with nothing. "When I left, I had everything," she said. "Now look at me." But Ruth was determined to make the most of her situation. It was the middle of spring, the beginning of barley harvest. Barley was the staple grain of the poor. The law commanded harvesters not to reap the corners of their fields and not to pick up any stalks that they might accidentally drop in gathering the sheaves, but leave them for the poor and the stranger. Ruth offered to go and glean in the fields around Bethlehem, picking up the occasional stalks the harvesters might drop. By God's providence, she began in a field belonging to Boaz, a relative of Elimelech's. Boaz came to see how the harvesters were doing. "Yahweh be with you." "Yahweh bless thee," they replied. Boaz was a godly man, and that is how he ran his business. He noticed Ruth working in the field, and he asked after her to find that she was Naomi's daughter-in-law. Boaz encouraged her to stay in his field, where she would be safe. Ruth was overcome with this unexpected kindness. "Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" Boaz told her that he had heard how much she had done for Naomi, and how she had, like Abraham before her, left all that was familiar. "Yahweh recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of Yahweh, God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." God himself would care for her and see that her faithfulness and kindness were richly rewarded. He even instructed his harvesters to drop handfuls of grain in her path on purpose. At the end of the day, Ruth had gathered about an ephah of barley, 22 liters of grain. On returning home, Naomi asked, "Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou?" "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz," said Ruth. Naomi could not have been more pleased. "Blessed be he of Yahweh," she exclaimed, "who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. The man is a near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen." Naomi advised her to continue working in Boaz's fields. She did, working through the barley harvest and until the end of the wheat harvest. Boaz is asked to marry Ruth. Ruth chapter 3. In the meantime, Naomi turned her mind to a longer-term solution for Ruth's situation. The law provided for the situation where a man died without children, and his name was in danger of being forgotten, and his inheritance falling into the hands of others. It was the responsibility of a close relative to marry his widow and produce children to take over his inheritance. This man was called the Redeemer. As a near relative, Boaz was in the position to take on these responsibilities. As Ruth listened, Naomi unfolded her plan. The first step was Ruth's personal preparation. "Wash thyself, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee." The next step was to find Boaz. Naomi knew where he would be. After harvest, Boaz would sleep in the threshing floor. Naomi instructed Ruth to wait until Boaz had laid down to sleep. Then, lift the blanket that covered his feet and lie down at his feet. After that, Boaz would take charge. "He will tell thee what thou shalt do." Ruth respectfully agreed to follow Naomi's suggestion. "All that thou sayest unto me, I will do." She found the place, and when Boaz was asleep, laid down. At midnight, a sudden panic gripped Boaz. Somebody was there at his feet. He sat up. In the moonlight, he could see that it was a woman. "Who art thou?" he asked in surprise. He was even more surprised when he heard the response. "I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative." Boaz was delighted. "Blessed be thou of Yahweh, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning." He was more and more impressed with the wonderful personal qualities of this young Moabite woman, and he agreed to do as she had asked. There was, however, a closer relative than himself, and he must give first opportunity to the other man. But he would sort it all out in the morning. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, he sent Ruth on her way, heavily loaded down with yet more barley. Ruth told Naomi everything, and Naomi, confident in the reliable character of Boaz, knew that it would be sorted out that very day. Boaz redeems Ruth. Ruth chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Boaz went to the town gate and took his seat. The gate was the place where business was done, law was enforced, and community decisions were made. Eventually, the near relative came by. Boaz called him over, together with 10 other men who would act as witnesses. First, Boaz spake about Naomi's land. "Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee." The man agreed to buy the land, but he quickly regretted his decision, for Boaz also told him that with the land came Ruth the Moabitess, and he must marry her also. While the nearest kinsman would have bought the field, he did not want to take Ruth for his wife. He already had a wife and family. His decision was an opportunity for Boaz. He turned to the elders and said, "Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess have I purchased to be my wife." Despite Ruth's foreign origin, the people gladly endorsed his decision. Her many virtues were a talk of the town. They added their prayer for God to bless the marriage, Yahweh make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. The great-grandmother of David, Ruth 4, verses 13 to 22. Boaz and Ruth were married, and a son was born, named Obed. Naomi's life had taken a permanent turn for the better, and her friends were delighted to see the change in her. God had blessed her with a relative who is prepared to redeem her, and this was the happy outcome. The grandchild would be a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age, they prophesied. The story of Ruth finishes with the genealogy of David. Two wonderfully faithful women were included in this story. Boaz was the son of Rahab, and Obed the son of Ruth. So then Boaz begat Obed, Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David, the king of Israel. So Ruth was rewarded for her loyalty, her faith, her care, and her diligence. And many hundreds of years later, Jesus Christ was born into her line. She was indeed a worthy ancestor. Basic Bible teaching, the redemptive work of Christ. Not only does the story of Ruth have important things to say about our attitudes to God and to each other, it also foreshadows God's work in redeeming us from sin and death through Jesus Christ. Orpah and Ruth represent those Gentiles who hear the gospel. Orpah is discouraged by God's requirements of separation and turns her back on the promise of God. Ruth represents those who cling to the God of Israel and his people Israel. These are delighted to receive the free gift of God through his Redeemer, which is far more abundant than anything they can achieve by their own labors. As for redemption, they must wait for him to act, just as we wait for the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Boaz means strong one, and he is a type of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who seeks us for his bride. Although childless, he would see his seed. Like Ruth, we must prepare ourselves to marry our Redeemer by being washed from our sin and clothed with righteousness. Summary. The book of Ruth tells a story of loyalty, of steadfast faith, of diligence and generosity, richly rewarded by the God of Israel. Apart from the powerful personal lessons that are in this story, we see in it further depth when we recognize that it foreshadows God's redeeming work in Jesus Christ to save us from sin and death when we are utterly helpless to save ourselves and desperately need his intervention. God calls on us to recognize and respond to his invitation. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else.